Oasis Audio presents Once Upon a Prince by Rachel Hauk, directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans, read for you by Eleni Papageorge. Part 1. The Prince. Chapter 1. What did he say? The storm gusts moving over the Atlantic must have garbled his words. I can't marry you? Susanna stopped, flip-flops swinging from her fingertips. She'd misunderstood, right? Sand washed out from under her feet as the afternoon tide pulled the waves back into their ocean boundaries. Adam walked on, failing to notice she wasn't with him. Hey, wait! On the northern horizon, spikes of gold broke through the Mustang blue storm clouds and ignited the dark afternoon with light. Adam, what did you say? Her feet slapped the wet sand where his footprints were already fading. This isn't easy, Suze, he said, taking one last step, a low breeze nipping at the hem of his cargo shorts. What's not easy? The man had fought battles in Afghanistan. How could anything on a St. Simon's Island beach be difficult? Her hair blew around her face as she stared toward the dispersing rain clouds. This wouldn't be the first time a storm had brewed in Adam Peters after he'd returned from a Middle East tour, jammed up and bothered. She'd weather it with him. Again. Susanna dipped her head to see his averted gaze. Come on, what's bothering you? Being stateside? Leaving your men? You've done 4 tours in 6 years, Adam. It's okay to do something for yourself. She wiggled his arm, teasing him, drawing him out. You're an amazing Marine, stateside or fighting the front lines. Suze. His tone and the way he collapsed his Marine muscled shoulders made her heart seize. It's this. He motioned to her, then to himself, exposing the tip of his red and blue Semper Fi tattoo hidden beneath the sleeve of his white T-shirt. This? She glanced around. Walking on the beach? He made a face. No, Suze. Why would I not like walking on the beach? I don't know. You started this. Impatience, a sign of a brewing argument. Excuse me if I can't read your mind. What's bothering you? Did something happen on the tour before you came home? She tossed softballs, trying to get him to swing, to hint at the emotion he was struggling to articulate. She had 12 years of history to back her up. 12 years of friendship, of an ebbing and flowing romance. Of drives up to Quantico when he was in officer candidate school. Of weekends in Atlanta where she had launched her landscape architect career. Of 4 shipping outs to the Middle East. Of 4 homecomings. Susanna had 12 years of letters, emails, phone calls. 12 years of walks on the beach. Of laughing on the rib shack's deck while eating ribs under the swinging strings of light. Barbecue sauce slipping down their chins. Of ups and downs, disappointments, postponements, arguments, and apologies. All melded into her heart by memories, all a part of the bigger picture. The promise of something more. Commitment. Marriage. Growing old in a St. Simon's cottage. This was Adam's 3rd day home on leave, and he'd been mostly sleeping since he arrived. So when he called her at work this afternoon and asked her to meet him behind the rib shack, she dashed out, didn't even tell her boss she was leaving. A special call to meet him on the beach? It was romantic rendezvous enough for her. Enough to awaken her hopes for declarations of love, a Marine on bended knee, and a diamond ring. Okay, so she'd always dreamed of getting engaged under Lover's Oak, but far be it from her to nitpick. If Adam was proposing, she was accepting. Any place, any time. But he wasn't proposing, was he? He barely looked at her. She surveyed his tense stance, his off-kilter, dark and morose mood. Adam, talk to me. What happened over there? I told you this isn't easy. Adam tipped his head back, squinting up at a circling seagull. I don't know, Susanna. What don't you know? Looks like it's not going to rain after all. He pointed toward the sun's breach through the dark-bottomed clouds and walked forward again. Adam, stop! His demeanor awakened all of her dormant insecurities, the kind she had befriended as a girl hiding in